WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
This is my brutality!
Don't let your ears deceive you. Yes, this is a show on a Sunday night for the first time in a hot minute. It's WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button on the screen. You can use credit code ROCK, like in the Fortnite item shop, or Epic Game Store, because hashtag Epic Partner. We're back to preview Survivor Series. You're welcome. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin, joined as always by the intern, Kane Kittens.
What is up? It is a happy Sunday here, and I still need to catch up on like 2 hours of wrestling from yesterday.
I watched it this morning.
I still need to catch up on stuff. I need to see more of the championship match than the table just absolutely going into business for itself.
We will talk about that more on Tuesday for Super Hero Not So Live. Live following the Rex Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular. So that's at 10. Super Hero Not So Live live is at 11. Work it out, time zones. That's Eastern. Figure it out. So it's me, Brent, and we found Akashi.
Yeah, I somehow, thanks to Canadian sports that no one outside of Canada probably cares about, I was able to jump in.
Which is a really good thing, because there's no one and only Tim Stein right now. He's not here. His mic doesn't work.
I mean, I watch a little bit of Canadian football every so often. Mostly the Grey Cup, but I forgot that it was tonight, so there
so
we go.
So, how, you watched the Grey Cup, but you didn't watch the Grey Cup because it happened, and yeah. Good Canadian you are.
I mean,
I'm only half rock, okay?
And you can give them a little bit of a pass this year, because usually they have like 1 week off in between the final, like the Eastern Western finals in the Grey Cup, but this year they didn't for some reason.
That doesn't give him a break. He should still be watching it. If he's really a partial Canadian, he should have watched it. You should go find it on the YouTubes and watch the highlights. If you really
TSN Plus.
There you go.
Technically, I think it's ESPN2 here.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
ESPN usually shows the Grey Cup here, but it's like on one of their like 14 other channels. It doesn't make the real ESPN.
But it's not on the Ocho, though. That's for sure.
Yeah. There's not a lot of things on the Ocho.
That's the story. I like the Ocho, though. The Ocho is fun when it does, in fact, happen.
Yeah.
Anywho, we're here to talk about Survivor Series. Sorry we've been gone so long, but we're here now. That's all that matters. And we should be here next week. That's all I can guarantee. To review the show.
Oh, yeah.
Are you not here next week? Is there something going on that you're not going to
No, I'm here next week. It's
we're taking it one show at a
time. Yeah, we're taking it one show at a time. That's why.
Taking it one day, one show at a time. But we're here to talk about Survivor Series, which takes place this Saturday live on the WWE Network, around the world, and Peacock here in the United States of America. We got five matches to get into tonight. Two big War Games matches that we have to address. As well as I hear myself, which means Tim is here because I can hear.
No, not really.
You're loud. That's loud. At least you figured out how to turn your mic. But you're also we hear the speakers, so we're kind of here. He's making it work, so that's all that matters. Tim found how.
No, I'm still working on it.
Okay, well, step one, lower mic. Or back away.
Step one, lean back and relax. Is this better?
Yeah, that's not killing my ears, so yes.
Okay, and I figured out what's wrong with the microphone.
Okay, what was wrong with the microphone?
It's the connection. The cord is loose inside the back of the mic, and it's not making a proper connection.
Got it. So anyway, as I was saying, we have five matches to get into. One match may change along the way. We'll talk about it when we get there. But it's the match we've all been anticipating. It's Carlitos and Santos Escobar. As Santos Escobar has left the LWO after attacking Rey Mysterio a week ago on SmackDown. What are we thinking, Brent? You were waiting for this heel turn.
I mean, they've been hinting at it for long enough. So, yeah, it was... It's one of those things where, like, you've been waiting for Santos, who was... Santos has always been kind of a gray area character. So when he was brought on with Rey Mysterio as part of the LWO and turned face, I was kind of like, this seems weird. But they made it work for a little while, but there's been little things that have gone on throughout the whole thing, such as when he got... when he had the title shot and then got beat up and Rey had to take his place and won the title. There was always going to be this kind of resentment. There was always going to be this kind of thing under the surface. And I was just waiting for it to bubble over. And finally, it kind of did when Rey lost the title. And it just so happened that Santos left the brass knuckles on the apron.
Just conveniently left them there. But that's fine. But you've been calling it for weeks that you've been waiting for a turn. And you've been incorrect every other time. So finally it happened.
Yeah.
The broken clock is right twice a day.
It was bound to happen. Of course, we don't get that full payoff of Rey and Santos because Rey decided he needed another knee surgery.
Number 40.
Another one.
Surgery number 40? 50? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but it's on the other knee this time.
I mean, I don't know if he decided he needed another one.
I think it
one.
Just sort of happened that he just sort of, hey.
But I mean the fact that it was on the one where it's like, not the one that has been surgically repaired on many and many a time. It's like, nope, it's the other one this time.
Are we sure that the other one hasn't been? We just don't know it.
I'm sure they've both been worked on at some point or another.
But so we get Carlito in a big singles match, Cash, on a premium live event. I guess that's good.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it'll be, you know, I guess this is what Carlito's, is it his first singles match?
I think he's wrestled Lashley on television since he's been back.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I mean, I don't know. I think it'll be, at least he's kind of in a good storyline right off the bat. They didn't just like bring him back and just kind of like shuffle him in and have him sort of just become another guy on the roster.
That's a good thing because they have many guys just being on the roster.
Yeah, well, and yeah, they brought back a bunch of guys and they kind of just like, hey, we're back, and everyone's super excited, and then they don't do anything with them,
or they
bring guys up from NXT, and you know, at one point they were to the moon, and now they're not doing a whole lot, which is kind of disappointing.
Hey, he was on TV this week.
Yes, he was, which was, like, nice to see, but they're not doing anything with him except just kind of having him randomly in matches.
Which is, like, at least he's having matches, I guess. It's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, but, like, they could do so much more with him.
They could do more with him, but I think they seem to be building a smaller division on SmackDown lately. Mm-hmm. With Dragon Lee now there, and what was it, Axiom on TV this week?
Yeah, Axiom, Cedric over there.
They're bringing some of those guys along on SmackDown right now, so who knows where that may lead.
Yeah, But, I mean, as far as this, I think this will be a good match. I'm interested to see how they kind of pay it off. I feel like Santos has to win, even if it's not cleanly, in order to, otherwise, what happens to him if he just loses?
Do we expect his old running mates that have sort of sided with Carlito and Ray in this, Tim, maybe turn on Carlito on Saturday? Or does Santos find others to go on his side?
I really think that he winds up with somebody on his side. It's going to be others.
Okay.
It's just a gut feeling at this point.
What do you think, Brent? Do you think he's going to find help?
See, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he attack the two of them on SmackDown?
He did, yep. But it's wrestling, and you know.
I know. I always hate that trope, though, of like, I beat the hell out of you, but it was all a trick, and really, you got to take a punch. So that was the thing that I hated about the Bully Ray reveal with Aces and Eights, when it was, but wait, you got the shit beat out of you at the wedding. And it was just like, well, sometimes you got to take a punch. And it's like, no, you don't go, you know what? I'm going to get my ass kicked just to throw everyone off the scent. And in this case, it's like, if I had someone that comes along and beats the hell out of me, I'm not going to go, you know what? He had a good point. I should join him. It's just, it doesn't make sense in that respect. So for me, either Santos needs to go alone and just prove that he can be good on his own, or you get this as an opportunity to feature one or two other people, and you let Carlito work with, God, I can't remember their names. I'm
Joaquin Wilde and
Cruz Del Toro.
Yes.
Cruz Del Toro, you know, DJZ.
No, that's Joaquin Wilde.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, they've been under Santos for so long, and you also have the Zelina Vega aspect where she's getting praised for her work and her emotion with all of this. And again, if all of a sudden she turns on Saturday, it just looks really, for lack of a better word, it looks really dumb in my sense of like, oh, out there, you know, showing this kind of emotion and slapping Santos all to just pull a swerve and be like, haha, we got you. I think if you want to run the LWO, especially with Ray out, you can run Carlito as the leader. You have him with the other three, and then you let Santos try to be like, yeah, I don't need you. I can do this on my own.
All right, we'll go around the horn. Tim, who wins?
I'm going to go with Carlito.
Okay. Cage, who wins?
Santos.
Brent, who wins?
I'm going to go with Santos. If he breaks away, he needs a win here to help establish him.
The Intercontinental title will be on the line as Gunther defends against The Miz.
The match that's not supposed to be this way.
But here we are.
Whoops. God damn it, Ricochet.
So, because there was supposed to be a double finish on Raw.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, it's not like he got concussed on purpose.
No, he did not get concussed on purpose. It just sort of happened. Tim, does Miz have any chance of winning?
No.
But he's The Miz.
I know, but they made him babyface against Gunther. And babyface Miz doesn't win.
Does heel Miz ever win, though?
That is well, WrestleMania 27.
Slightly more often than babyface Miz.
Thank you, Casey.
I would want the stats on that to see if that's actually an accurate statement.
I don't know if there's a stat of heel Miz, face Miz.
Someone should just look it up and do it. What do you think about this match, Cage?
I mean, for kind of what happened and how that kind of all played out, it's going to work. I mean, at least it's giving Gunther another body to chop through. And it's, you know, it's a little bit different. Miz is the type of guy like, well, especially going up against someone like Gunther and Miz with his track record and tenure in the WWE, like getting his chest turned into ground beef isn't going to hurt him any.
His chest is going to be red on Saturday.
Yep. And I mean, it's, I don't know, I guess it's slightly better than feeding someone else to Gunther that may have a chance later on. So it's just, I don't know, it's another way to kind of keep that title reign going without harming someone that they maybe want to hold off until later.
They're running out of opponents though for him.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was sort of getting at. Like, yeah, at some point they're gonna run out of people, and if they want to draw that title reign out as long as they're planning on it, whether it be Rumble or WrestleMania, who knows, or even longer, having someone like The Miz, who even though he's really good as a heel, having sort of switch, even if it's just temporarily, to get the crap kicked out of them so that it saves one more baby face for another month, then why not?
All right, around the horn. Brent, who wins?
It's going to be Gunther. This is going to sound bad. They're getting to the point with him of where another company was with Samoa Joe, and it's like, I just don't know if they're going to get to that point where it's like, there's no one left for him to beat, so he just has to resign the title.
Tim,
who's going to be the up-and-comer to beat him?
That's a good question for another day. Tim, who wins?
Gunther. At some point in time, he's going to have to lose that title, but it won't be The Miz.
Case, who wins?
Gunther.
We got the Women's World Championship on the line. Rhea Ripley defends against Zoe Stark.
I'm not happy.
Why?
Because I'm going to lose points or whatever, because Zoe's not going to win.
But it'll be a good match, Tim.
I am looking forward to watching the match.
Sounds so disappointed.
Bonus.
Is Zoe the right challenger for Rhea right now, Brent?
For right now, I would say sure, just because you're still trying to... you're still having Rhea go through people. And, I mean, your big match, I guess, is what, Rhea-Becky?
That would be the big match at WrestleMania that everyone wants to see.
So you've got to build to, I mean, unless you throw like a Jade at her, which, by the way, she's going to need some work before she gets to that point.
That's why they're taking their time. They know this.
Yep. But when it comes to this situation, I think Zoe is a good person because we've seen Zoe is a capable wrestler. She may still be just a slight bit green, but Rhea is someone that you could put her with to really get, you know, a good match between the two of them. I think Zoe will sell for Rhea. I think Rhea can show, Zoe has a different enough style where it's like, she can use some power against Rhea. She can use some, high flying against Rhea. Rhea can look powerful with her. And ultimately in the end, I think it will turn out good. So I would say in this moment, sure, she's a good opponent for her.
They've done a pretty good job this year, Case, of establishing Zoe Stark since coming up to the main roster.
Yeah, well, and I mean, that kind of, when you look at how Rhea is running through people, it kind of gives the fans, regardless of how we all kind of just know that Rhea is going to keep it, at least you have someone like Zoe Stark and then be like, well, I mean, there is a chance. So when the match is going on and you get some of those like near falls that we're inevitably going to see, it kind of suspends the belief just enough to be like, oh, that might actually go, even if it's just for a second, which is kind of what you want out of a wrestling match. You want people to kind of believe that pairing for a championship match can go either way, even though it's probably not going to.
So who comes out on top, Tim?
Oh, it's going to be Rhea, of course.
Case?
Mommy's always on top. That's what she says!
And clip. Brent, who comes out? Victoria.
Oh, mommy's gonna dom that night. Mommy is going to dom, and I don't mean Dominic,
but she still might.
Yeah, that too.
The women's War Games battle will take place inside two rings in a cage. We got Bianca Belair, Charlotte, Shotzi, and Becky Lynch taking on the new and improved damage control of Bayley, Asuka, Io Sky, and Kairi Sane.
Can I just say, I love the recruitment video for Becky, if you haven't seen it online. That was amazing.
For those who haven't seen it, Brent, explain what happened.
So it played off of what happened on screen of Bianca basically looking at Charlotte and being like, you need to make a call. And it was just kind of like, okay. So you get this bit of Becky sitting backstage on her laptop working, and the phone rings, and you can see at the top it says Charlotte on the caller ID, and she just looks at it and goes, nah. It rings again, and she just picks it up, answers the phone, and immediately hangs up. Throws her phone away. Then it rings again, and she finally picks up and is like, what? And she realizes, like, oh, wait, there's a fight? Hang on. And it cuts out from there, and then, you know, she miraculously appeared in the ring when they needed her most. It was just fantastic that it plays off the whole, like, Charlotte begrudgingly have to call her, you know, former best friend, essential bitter rival, to be like, look, we need you, it's a fight. And Peggy's just like, fight? Sure, why not?
What are we thinking of the new damage control, Kish?
I'm enjoying the, like, and I mean, it's Bayley. She does almost, she does a great job of basically everything, but like, I'm very much enjoying the whole, like, everyone else on damage control, including Dakota, is like, seems to be like in on this whole thing, and Bailey just seems like the like sort of outsider who kind of like, oh, you had to be there to get this joke and you weren't, but she's trying to play it off like she was. And they're kind of like, okay. And she's like, no, we're good, right? Yeah, that's funny. I love it. And you're like, you weren't there. And she's playing that great. And I think it's hilarious.
She's playing the role of Michael Scott at this point in The Office.
Yes, I guess. Yeah, that is a great way to put it. Where like she's the leader, but like everybody like canceled on her team building plans to go do their own team building.
No. The question is Bailey in charge?
Brent has a theory.
Because if you saw, there's been little hints of a certain Kiwi is pulling the strings right now and letting Bailey think that, you know, oh yeah, no, you, this is all, you got this. You're good. But the funny thing was, is if you watch the match where Asuka turned, like Kyrie and Io were both shocked. Bailey is just flabbergasted. Dakota's laughing and she's over by them, like knowing what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, that kind of played into Friday too, where kind of like the three Japanese women were kind of doing a thing, and then Bailey's sort of trying to get down on it, and Dakota's like, you can tell that she's in on it, but also like trying to like translate it over and sort of playing like the middleman. So yeah, mm-hmm. She totally could be like running things on the side without Bailey knowing.
Well, that's what I think is, you're going to find out later. It's like Dakota's like, I made all these calls. I did this because Bailey, with you in charge, we didn't do anything. You've almost cost EO the belt a few times. And no offense, we're bigger than you now. And that could set Bailey up of being, you know, if she wants to be a face, fine. If not, then she can do her own kind of thing. And I mean, she's been heel for what, 4 years now?
Mm-hmm. So. Almost. Well, and it's playing into all that other stuff that was happening before where like, you know, we're all together. It's damage control. But at the same time, Bailey was kind of making decisions and doing things that you could tell Io and Dakota weren't kind of with. And this was obviously before Dakota got injured and then things sort of transitioned. So kind of tying all that back.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this battle, Tim?
No. At this point, really, all I'm thinking is bring it on.
Is Damage Control, Tim, at its best position right now with Asuka, Io, Kairi, and Bailey leading the way? Is that a really strong team?
Bailey is gonna wind up eventually being the odd one out. I think that's a given. We all have this figured out. You know, house shows starting the slow face turn, right? So
better question: can Bailey and Charlotte get along?
You mean Becky
or Becky? Yeah, Becky and Charlotte get along.
Becky and Charlotte.
I think in this instance, you can.
Anything you can do, I can do better. You think they're going to play that game, Cage?
I think it's more like the enemy of my enemy sort of deal.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's one of those things where Becky's had her own issues with Damage Control dating back to this time last year, actually.
As it was, and Damage Control against Team Becky last year, or Team Bianca.
Well, again, Becky was the surprise entrant last year.
She was, because she was hurt.
Right. And it was, she came back, was it after Survivor, or after SummerSlam?
She got hurt at SummerSlam and came back.
Oh, that's right.
Right before Survivor Series.
Yeah. So, I think it's one of those things where, like we said, Becky and Charlotte have a past. I think in this instance, it's just like, look, we need to put this aside. We need to just beat the hell out of them for the greater good. And then afterwards, we can go back to not returning each other's calls. Sound good? All right, let's go.
Yeah, and I mean, they're not gonna go in there and play buddy-buddy. You're probably going to get like a couple of like, they'll be beating each other up and then they'll like back into each other and kind of turn and then just be like, oh, okay, no, we're good. Back to the task at hand. You know, they're like having Becky in this group and the like real life tension with Charlotte will play off on their side of like, well, is this team a as well oiled unit as maybe Damage Control is? But on the other side, you have everybody that's not Bailey kind of in on this thing and Bailey sort of being on the out. So it makes it, or at least personally, it makes it very hard for me to figure out like, oh, who's going to win this? Cause there's sort of like this, like no team is like a cohesive unit, and there could be problems within each one that could cause things to go down.
See, I'm going to go with just the easy booking. Bailey eats the pin.
Mm.
Because then you have the other three from Damage Control can look at her as the weak link, and Bailey can either play the wounded animal, or I think there's more to do if she loses, because it plays into all the stuff that's going on, than say, you know, like a Shotzi eats a pin. I know Shotzi's in there for one reason, but
yeah.
So you're going, Brent.
I'm going to go Team Bianca in this case.
Okay. Cage, who you got?
I like Brent's theory, but they're doing this whole reestablishment of Damage Control, and I feel like they kind of need this to kind of fully solidify themselves, and they can still kind of do that with Bailey, even if they win. I think I'll pick Damage Control.
Tim.
Short and sweet. Team Bianca.
And then there's the men's war games. It's Cody, Seth Rollins, Jey Uso, and Sami Zayn taking on the Judgment Day.
Andrew, or is Drew part?
Well, as of now, it's a 4-on-4. Would suspect tomorrow night we get odds of 5-on-4. And then there'll probably be a mystery partner for the fifth man for Team Cody.
Cody has put out a tweet basically saying, I need to find a fifth man.
And we all know whose it's going to be, because they're in Chicago.
Colt Cabana!
No, he's having way too much fun with Brandon Cutler.
No, not Colt. We all know who's going to be.
Mustafa Ali. Mustafa Ali, he's Chicago.
They fired him.
They can bring him back. But they brought back Nia Jax. She was fired.
No.
It could be a Swerve.
No, Swerve got staples in his chest.
And his face.
And he got a finger painting.
He was at the Rams game earlier today.
Yeah, he was. He also had a finger painting staple to his cheek. So
we'll cover that on Tuesday.
We'll talk about
Logan
that Tuesday. Paul?
Logan Paul's the fifth man.
I don't think Logan Paul's the fifth man, no.
He's a free agent, though.
He is a free agent, but I don't think that's him.
Brock Lesnar.
But he's not from Chicago. It's hunting season. He's in Canada somewhere.
Omos.
John Cena.
No, you can't see him anymore. Solo killed him.
Omos. He's a free agent. Omos.
No, I don't think it's Omos. You're getting close, though.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
Apollo Shana. Cruz.
Ted DiBiase Jr.
I think he's busy.
Ron Breaker.
Jinder Mahal.
Hey, don't hinder Jinder. Don't hinder Jinder.
Boy, you guys are really nailing this one.
Kevin Owens. He's suspended from SmackDown.
None of us want to say Punk.
They're going to loan him out.
I was going to say it's not CM Punk, though.
Rock, are you saying that this can come out of nowhere?
I was going to say, this person's probably kind of come out of nowhere, yeah.
Yes.
I'm hearing some voices. I mean, I'm wearing headphones, but I'm hearing some voices.
Are they talking to you?
Yes, they talk to me.
Do they counsel you?
The map will be punched.
So it could be a 5-on-5, possibly.
Be a fitting return for Randy.
It's been over a year.
Did I give it away?
Give it away now.
I mean, if you really want to have someone with a punt, just put Pat McAfee in it.
Oh, you can kill that legend right now.
Funny.
What are we thinking about this matchup on Saturday, Brent?
My favorite part of this entire build and everything was when they first announced War Games. And by the way, Adam Pearce, kudos for living up to the standard of William Regal in the announcement.
Yes.
It has become its own thing, so good on you. But I like when they announced it and the camera was hitting everybody. You had like Sammy, who was angry. You had Jay, who was kind of like, all right. You had Cody, who just had a grin from ear to ear, like, I get to be in this match. You had Damian kind of looking angry. And then they got to JD, whose reaction was, oh, shit, no. Like, and I think he said, you can't do this. It was the best part of this build, because it's just like, yeah, the one guy who's kind of on the outside is now questioning whether he wants to be inside.
Why did I join this group?
Why did I want to do this?
Run to the wolves.
But with this group, kind of like what you touched on in the women's match, with the men's team, you have this kind of fissure that's there on both teams. With Seth, you've got his history with Cody, and they acknowledged as part of this team of like, look, we don't necessarily like each other, but we're here because we have to, because the Judgment Day is a problem. You've got Sammy and Jay, who are still cool. You've got Cody and Jay, who are, you know, tag team partners right now. But like I said, there's this kind of thing where, you know, Seth is the champion and he's on a team with people that are three essential challengers for him. And then on the Judgment Day, you've got the group who's not supposed to have a leader, but someone announced they're the leader. And one of them was not too keen on that with his reaction. When Damian announced, "I'm the leader," you just see Finn kind of tilt his head a little bit like, "Excuse me? What was this?
What the hell did you just say?
We did not talk about this, and where the hell are you coming from?" So with that, and then now you've got essentially Rhea pulling the strings and bringing in Drew, who could be replacing someone here, perhaps the night after Survivor Series, who knows? And then you put Randy inside two rings surrounded by a cage and let his sadistic mind go, "This is going to be fun."
Cage, who wins?
Who wins?
Yes. Who wins War Games?
They've done a very good job at putting all these together and making it very hard for me to make a decision. I'm going to go with Team Cody, because Cody.
Okay.
I don't know. It just, when you look at that crew and in that sort of scenario of War Games, you can kind of, Judgment Day can kind of take a loss and still be carrying all the titles Judgment Day, and it won't really hurt them at all because it's War Games and it's unpredictable and anything goes, and there are many, many factors into how to win and lose a match like that. So I'm going to choose Team Cody.
Tim, who wins?
Choose Team Cody, because I'm hoping Randy Orton is the mysterious mystery fifth guy.
Brent, who wins?
I'm going to go Cody. I've heard the rumor that some people say, you know, oh, Randy is going to, like, essentially turn and be Cody's next person, you know, to get him on the way to Mania. I really don't think you want / need that, especially now that you've turned Drew. I would rather see Randy come back, they get the win, and you set up whatever else you need to along the way. Plus, as Casey said, Judgment Day can lose because you've got, in my opinion, two people who can kind of eat a loss and it'll be fine, and JD or Dom. And if they lose, you can kind of, especially with what may happen in the match, you can kind of further that fissure between Drew and Damian as the tag champs of, like, who's the weaker link between the two, who's the real leader, and you have Drew waiting in the wings.
There you go. That's Survivor Series in a nutshell. I would assume one more match possibly gets added tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. We'll see. Or on SmackDown. But I think we get a six match.
See, I think five is good, especially with the War Games matches being the length that they are.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to get one more. I don't know what it is. I just get a feeling we get one more.
The only thing I could think of is if you did some inch. Oh, God. No, never mind. I don't want to see it.
No, say it. Now you have to say it.
Okay, if we're going to be in Chicago, Rock, do you put a tag team match on there?
What's your tag team match?
Kevin Owens and Blank versus Grayson Waller and Austin.
No, Perry. No. I mean, if we're in Chicago, you find someone to face DIY.
Who?
I don't know, but I just want to have DIY back in Chicago in a tag match because I want to see Tommaso Ciampa be like, "No, we're good. We're not going to do this here tonight." You just see him and Johnny walk out with the video wall, and Johnny just kind of turns to the wall and is just like, "This, I'm not going to end up here, right?"
If not a match, you do add a Grayson Waller effect with a mystery guest, because that won't get people thinking, I don't know, CM Punk?
Yeah, it'll get people thinking.
But Rock, isn't he supposed to be some other masked person?
No, he's not the devil.
Oh.
But that's our show. I was cued to Tim to talk, but he's apparently not going to talk.
I was about to.
That's our show, Tim.
I was just thinking maybe if you don't have computer problems, you should do like the Raw post show tomorrow.
No, okay, so that's tomorrow's a scheduled day off. We're not streaming tomorrow. This has been a plan for a while. We're not streaming tomorrow.
There's a big thing happening tomorrow that Rock's attention will be geared towards.
I'm watching Eagles Chiefs tomorrow, so there's no post.
He's at the Taylor Bowl, okay? He's watching the Taylor Bowl.
The Swifty Bowl. We're going to watch that tomorrow. So that's
and
that.
Their parents are going to be there, Rock!
I know. She's not. But the parents will.
dude, they're going to end up on TV so much.
I know. It's going to be great. Anyway, so because Tim won't know
meet the parents.
It's going to be a thing. So here's your program we're having lined up for the week. As of now, no show tomorrow night, but on Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Racks Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular live at 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by CB Radio Not So Live, live as we talk AEW Full Gear. That's the plan. That's the working plan. Saturday, I'm still deciding what we're doing Saturday, whether it's CB Radio or a post-show for Survivor Series. That's up in the air. What I do know is next Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to review Survivor Series for sure on WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. That is what we know as of now. You can follow us on social media at Wild Talk Radio to stay up to date. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter, Tim.
That's true. Yeah. And just for giggles, follow me on Twitter because I'm at Flames Forums.
Casey's on the socials.
Yeah, you can find me at Twitter and Instagram at Kyle Driver. I do have a merch store. The link to that is in the description of both of those. I have a Christmas design T-shirt. It's the season. If you want ugly Christmas T-shirts, it's there.
Bento Christmas.
Yeah, kind of. But, yeah. And then, you know, after this, I go back to hurrying hard for the foreseeable future.
So no Casey. Well, he'll be with us Tuesday, and then there's no
Boy,
Casey.
Will I.
We don't know. But he'll be here.
I will.
You will. Cool. His opinions Tuesday. And then he's gone for like another month or so. Something like that.
Until the next Not So Live?
To February.
No. December.
Dream.
Oh, there's one in December. Oh, right,
World's End.
Oh.
You forgot about the one they added. Day one, put your finger up in the air, Rock.
Follow Brent on Twitter.
You can follow me on Twitter or X or Zeet or whatever it is at Kane Kittens. You can hear Rock's soul slowly crushing because there is another pay per view that we forgot about.
I knew
all during that holiday season too, Rock. So we got to try and find a way to make that work,
or we don't. Either way. By the way, Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel and save the stream by clicking the purple rectangle button below the stream. Or you can use credit code ROCKETSOCK at the 499 shopper Epic Game Store. Because a hashtag Epic Partner. This is where Tim will send us home now.
Well, everybody, you don't have to go home, but you can stay here. Have yourselves a fantastic week. In advance, happy Thanksgiving to the Americans, right?
Yes.
So, for the Canadians and everybody else around the world, happy Thursday in advance. That being said, catch all the news and updates on the Facebook and on the Twitter. That being said, enjoy Survivor Series on Saturday and tune in Sunday night to hear us talk about it. Have yourselves a great night. Everybody say goodnight, Keish.
Goodnight, Keishy. Oh, wait, you guys too. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com